Hello and welcome to your GCSE Physics Exam Guide. I'm your friendly physics tutor, and today we're tackling one of the biggest ideas in the entire universe, the Cosmic Microwave Background Radiation, or CMBR. It might sound complicated, but by the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll understand why it's the killer piece of evidence for the Big Bang and how to secure those top marks in your exam. Ready? Let's get started. So, what exactly is the Cosmic Microwave Background Radiation? Imagine you've just baked a cake. Even after you take it out of the oven, the kitchen stays warm for a while, right? The CMBR is like the leftover warmth from the oven of the Big Bang. It's a faint, ancient light that fills the entire universe, a fossil echo of the moment the universe was born.
It's not just any light, though. It's microwave radiation, the same kind of energy your microwave oven uses to heat food, but much, much less powerful. Now, where did it come from? For this, we need to travel back in time, way back, to about 380,000 years after the Big Bang. In those early moments, the universe was an incredibly hot, dense soup of particles and intense high-energy radiation, specifically gamma rays. It was so hot that atoms couldn't even form properly. But as the universe expanded, it cooled down. Eventually, it cooled enough for the first atoms to form, and at that exact moment, the gamma rays that had been trapped inside the soup were finally set free. They burst out and have been traveling across the universe ever since. So why do we detect them as microwaves and not gamma rays? This is the crucial part that examiners want you to explain. As the universe has continued to expand for the last 13.8 billion years, the very fabric of space itself has stretched. And as space stretched, it stretched the wavelength of that ancient radiation along with it.
The high-energy, short-wavelength gamma rays were stretched out into the low-energy, long-wavelength microwaves we detect today. A key phrase for your exam answer is, "The wavelength of the radiation was stretched as the universe expanded." This is a form of cosmological redshift. One of the most mind-blowing things about the CMBR is that it's incredibly uniform. No matter where we point our telescopes in the sky, we detect this same faint microwave glow at the same temperature, a very chilly 2.7 Kelvin, which is about minus 270 degrees Celsius. This uniformity is critical. It tells us that the early universe itself was incredibly uniform, providing strong evidence that everything expanded from a single hot, dense point. This discovery was the final nail in the coffin for the competing steady-state theory.
The steady-state model suggested the universe had always existed and was unchanging. It had no explanation for this uniform background radiation. The Big Bang theory, however, predicted it perfectly. It's one of the most powerful pieces of evidence we have for how our universe began. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For a question asking for evidence for the Big Bang, you need to be precise. Don't just write background radiation. You must state cosmic microwave background radiation. For higher tier papers, you'll gain credit for explaining how it became microwaves. Remember our key phrase, the universe expanded, stretching the original high energy gamma radiation into the lower energy microwaves we detect today. A common mistake candidates make is confusing CMBR with the redshift of distant galaxies. They are two separate pieces of evidence for the Big Bang. Redshift of galaxies tells us the universe is expanding, while CMBR tells us it started from a hot, dense state.
Another pitfall is saying the Big Bang created microwaves. This is incorrect and will lose you marks. The Big Bang produced gamma rays, which were then redshifted over billions of years into microwaves. If you get a 6-mark question asking you to compare the Big Bang and steady-state theories, the CMBR is your trump card. You should explain what the CMBR is, and then state that the steady-state theory cannot account for its existence, while the Big Bang theory predicted it. All right, time for a quick-fire recall quiz to lock in that knowledge. I'll ask 4 questions. Pause after each one and say the answer out loud. Question 1. What type of high-energy radiation was the CMBR originally? Pause. That's right, it was gamma radiation. Question 2. To what temperature has the CMBR cooled today? Pause. It's approximately 2.7 Kelvin. Question 3. What fundamental process caused the wavelength of the CMBR to increase? Pause. The expansion of the universe. Question 4. The existence of the CMBR is strong evidence against which cosmological model? Pause. The steady-state model. Great job! So, let's summarize. The cosmic microwave background radiation is the residual heat from the Big Bang, a uniform microwave glow detected from all directions in space. It started as high-energy gamma radiation, but its wavelength was stretched by the expansion of the universe over 13.8 billion years. It's a cornerstone of modern cosmology and a topic that can really show an examiner you know your stuff. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision.